You missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Can we talk about those moments where you are deep within umgo, going through the most in your life? Your life's problems are wearing 9-inch heels, son. When also pago 3-inch, the problems 9-inch, son. You're in the midst of pain, grief, hurt, turmoil, disaster, financial disarray, all the problems. Zite, changamdase, knock knock. And then, as someone in your life comes, Shem, I'll give them this. They come with good intent. They're not wrong, but atumdu kuzolunga. Njani. Do you perhaps have a sneak preview of how kuzolunga? You understand? Do you have a time frame as to, you understand? Atumdu, it's not over till it's over. Hey, it's over ngoku. What do you mean it's not? In the midst of umgo, you're telling me in how? I'm weak, I'm hurt, I'm vulnerable, I'm not motivated. Tough times never last, but tough people do. Hey, hey, don't you get that one? You like, but the tough times are here. They're lasting. Because if they didn't last, I wouldn't be. Motivations that just don't motivate. What about when somebody passes away? Okay, yes, sure, we have an example currently. Now imagine the royal family. Imagine how many messages that they're receiving right now. Yes, she lived, hey. She lived. Hey, hey, that doesn't make me feel better. No, no, doesn't make the pain go away. So please, can we just have a conversation and maybe put up a list of things maybe that you shouldn't say? Yes, you have good intentions. You want to motivate somebody. And you're not wrong. Sometimes it's not over till it's over. But I'm in the midst of it right now. I don't want to hear it. Let's talk about those cliche motivational quotes that people will give you. They just don't motivate. Hey, hey, it's not working. If the point was to motivate, it's not doing it. Talk to me. I want to hear from you. What are those motivational quotes, cliche ones, that people will give you? In their midst, they think, Hashem, but they don't work. Talk to me. Pop me a message.
Tough time never lasts. Only tough people last.
To me.
Things that people need just to not to say when a person, especially when a child has passed on, you'll hear that you are still young, you'll make other kids. So hey. Those words, I will change, literally change, because there's no way a child can replace the one who has passed on. And people must not put their religion on the bereaved. Especially when a child has died, you are angry with God. You are angry with God that time. And a person tells you God has better plans. What are better plans for when your child is dead?
Exactly. Also, you're going through your own process. Do you understand? And in this current time, hey, hey, hug me. Hug me tight. Not eat. Because when you talk, you're emotional.
Hey, the question that you're posing today, Mina, I've lost a husband in 2017. Mm. Everyone, when they meet you, they're like, no, you're not the first one. No, you're not the first one. You're gonna go pee with my pains for someone who has went through the same thing before. That is just not a right advice.
Not, you're not the... Are you writing this down? Okay. Everybody, I want us all to have pen and paper. Write it down. Things not to say to people when they're going through the most. All right? Thank you.
Very tough times never last.
Hey.
Only humans do. You know, like my worst motivation, it could be like when somebody's saying, if you need anything, just say the word. And then when you do, they just vanish. Just like that. It's more of saying, well, if you have figured it out, let me know. Don't forget me. Worst motivation ever.
Hey. Lily.
Hi, Andy.
How are you?
I'm good now.
So there you are, Lillian. You are crying, going through the most.
2015, Andy, I lost my father.
Oh, goodness.
A good friend of mine from primary calls me to say, excuse me, your father is now in a good place, resting.
Hey.
Ne? That time my father was sick for quite a long time.
Oh, goodness.
I didn't even think twice. I responded. I mean, I'm like that. I responded. I asked her, do you say the same to your family members who are sick? Ooh. Do you wish them to rest? Do you wish them to go to a better place that Ooh. You don't know of? And to cut the long story short, she said, Chomi, I'll call you back. She never called. Now, we're no longer that close, but we are civil towards each other because now she has to filter whatever that she needs to say to me.
Yeah.
So during that time, in the of bereavement, people can be insensitive, honestly.
Mm.
Same thing as a person would ask you, you tell them that I lost this person very close to me. They ask you, what happened?
Hey.
Hey. What happened?
What's it's a re-trigger answer, as well. Like, now I have to... guys.
You know what my answer is to that question?
Mm.
I tell you, God made a call. They answered.
Mm.
So, yeah, for me, it was like, that's very insensitive.
Hi, Lilisana. You've got the uppercut when it comes to comebacks, eh? I'm going to call you anytime I get stumped. Lily, what do I say in this situation?
Take my number.
I'm taking your number.
I'll sort them out.
We are saving your number currently. Okay. Siyabonga, Liline.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Awesome, man. Let's go to Pretoria. Khonse, how are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Makonde?
Gondizi. I'm good. Talk to me. We are cool. Martin, bon. To motivate.
Andy, are you me or am I Andy? Mm. You're not, right? So don't ever tell me that I know what you're going through.
Hey. Because also, what is that? What is that? That information. What am I going to do with that information? Do you understand?
What am I going to do? I know what you're going through.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm after not both parents,
sure.
But God forbid, should one of my friends lose their parent, someone that I know, I will never tell them I know what you're going through.
Mm.
Because feelings are not the same.
Mm.
We will not touch to that person the same way. It can be a car. It can be a house that's burned out.
Mm.
I care if you had the house that burned out. You can't tell me you know what you're going through.
Yeah.
Shut up your mouth. Give me a hand. And you know, shut up your mouth. Tell me you know what you're going through. Better be coming. I will never have that big house again.
Hansa, you're right, yes, because at the end of the day, we don't bleed the same. Our hearts don't bleed the same. So allow me to go through my process and just hug me through it.
Yeah, hug me, and then it's fine.
Yeah. Umvile
Khonsi.
Siyabonga but Khonsi. Nimvile. Uthe uthini? What are you saying? Uri. Hey. Talk to me. We understand. Intentions are good. And we acknowledge that your intention is good. You want to make us feel better, right? But in the moment, Mdase, in the moment, just hug me. Let's talk about it. Things that people say to you when you're going through the most, they want to motivate you. And the intention is to motivate. But what they're saying is not motivating. Come on.
Hi, Andy, on the street, on the air.
Hello.
Yes, this is Uteta Namwena. Nami, right now, I'm going through the most life in Yami. Hi. Uvele kutike. Oh, WhatsApp messages. Hi, kuzalunga.
Hi,
kuzalunga. Njengobubuza, bazela kuzalunga nini. Time frame, njengobubuza. Omunye ngimbuzile last, ngathi, wazi njani ukuthi kuzalunga, and nini. Two.
You know what I feel? Ne? Remember during exam season, whether it was varsity, eskolweni, then your whole family members would send you messages. To education is the key to success. That time, you're battling no is, no was. The books, hey, usign no cause, kunze. And people are trying to motivate you. Komba, hey, hang up, hella, but nana. The motivation is not motivating. Please, but nana.
For me, I think the worst was when my grandmother passed away. Mm. And everybody says, how old was your grandmother? And then they say, she lived like, she lived what? That is so, for me, it's so selfish. She has not lived.
I remember actually saying this to someone. I was the one on the other side who said, yes, she lived with someone. And then I experienced a loss. And I was like, okay. I learned a valuable lesson that you never say that to someone.
You know when people say it was God's plan? Hey, God's plan to what?
Hey, osele bo Drake mhlobo ngare tse. Hey, ya bora tshitwa cosplay. Kana go kilifu. Ya sase yang kwa tisa taba eo.
God's plan.
Hey.
I hope that sometimes I won't.
Hey. And here's the thing, right? We know you're not wrong. I understand. Unyansile that it is God's plan. But in the moment, please, Mtase, it's not effective in the moment. Hey, comforting words are just don't comfort in the moment. Please, Bitman. We're not fighting. It's just in the moment. Here in Kaya 959, sitting here with the girls, the babes, Vendaba, Kinelo, Zulaz, Umbali. And ladies, let me give you a scenario. Okay, you just got broken up with, right? Yakoa. Heart is sore. Hey, darkness all around you. I get it. Your friend is calling you to comfort you. What is the one thing you don't want them to say to you? In the midst of them comforting you, what is one quote, motivational thing that you don't want to hear from them? Go.
There's many fish in the sea.
Hey.
I don't want other fish.
Hey.
I want the fish that just dumped me.
Exactly.
Bring back my tin stuff. I want that one. Don't tell me about other fish.
Bring back my tin stuff.
I cannot.
Hey.
Don't do it.
Oh, you still look beautiful. Don't worry about it. Hey. What do I do with it?
What must I do with my beauty?
I understand. Because clearly the beauty was not enough.
Sitting here. Hey.
Hey.
Beauty.
Ginil.
What's meant to be will be.
Can
whatever
I stab you?
Will be
can
you.
I break up with you now? I want to leave you, you and that person.
Savannah.
I mean, honestly, what are you saying?
Oh, it wasn't meant to be.
No.
Hey.
No.
You don't know that.
No,
I could still go back.
Yeah. In 2 weeks. Tomorrow. You know.
24 hours.
Tomorrow.
Okay. So Sarah. Asuno Eva. Whatever will be, will be. Don't to see. Guys, please stop. I understand you're trying to comfort us in the moment. In the moment. Too soon.
Don't do it.
Please, man. Talk to me. I want to hear from you. Comforting words that people say to you that don't comfort you in the moment. In fact, it's insensitive. In fact, I can't hear you. And go over. Please, man.
To the defense of the motivator, you know, there are no right ways to say. No one is actually experienced in grieving. In fact, everyone avoids that moment, that tragic moment when somebody is losing. So, in fact, there are no right ways to say. Sometimes you can see that behind these words, stupid words that come out of their mouth, there is caring, you know.
Exactly.
I don't think anyone would understand what the person who is being aggrieved at the time is feeling. However, we can't really kill people for not knowing what to say, you know. At least they do try. Although they are extremists, you know, and those cliches. But, well, we need to be forgiven because there's no manual for comforting people.
Hey, but we're creating one today. Which is why this whole conversation is what we're having today. Because we want to create a manual. Even if we start with things not to say, you understand? And then we'll get to the things that you must say.
Hi, Andy. 2014, I lost my grandmother.
Sure.
One of my friends said that she was old and she was sick. She's now resting. And I said to her, she was older than who? Older than what? Because there are people her age that are still alive and well. And when you say she's resting, how do you know this? How do you know she's resting? What do you know about resting? Have you died and rested? Yo, I was so annoyed. Like, I was so annoyed. People just don't know what to say when a person has lost a loved one. I think the best thing to say is nothing, really. Just nothing.
Don't
see
anything.
Shut up, your mom. Hey, man. Akon, how are you?
Hi, good, and you, Angie?
Wonderful. Akon. Things that people say to you in the midst. Kolumam
da. Yo. Pagat, emjolin. Akon, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Sometimes, finally, amane, little thing, has also magatin.
Yeah.
You know, right in the middle of umgo, ufunu puma wina, but just think, I said, I'm a family at Coop. Can you act in the cinema? At last year, I was not working, and all I wanted was money. Money to cover, you know, to cover the necessities, more to rent, school fees. I asked you, guy, hey, just do not, baby. Yes, for mine is interviews, you're getting this call. Like, Gonza. Okay, and for an interview, go.
For seven.
The interview is not going to pay the bills. Do you need to sit on this? meetings. Hi, we're meeting you for the first time. There'll be a second interview and. I'll follow Valonto when at that point. You know, I couldn't be wrong or we are comfortable, but and follow Valonto and the phone over.
Good morning, Tisha. That's what you want to hear.
Yeah, I get
you. And I'm glad that you're making this point, is that number one, what they're saying is not wrong. You understand? It's just the timing aspect. Understand that, yes, at least, but can allow me to be in the moment, you understand? Just hug me and love me.
Don't worry, you know, everything.
Make the problems go away. Are you better now? Are you employed? Are you happy?
Yes, I'm employed. I got a job last year, December. Ooh, I'm happy working from home.
Hi, let me say this. Thank you for calling us, Miss Akona.
You're welcome, and you just now, Nana, when you are my teacher, yeah.
Chomi Amle, thanks, Akona, man. Talk to me. The motivating words that people say to you when you're going through the most, but they just don't motivate. Simply because you're within. It's the timing. Too soon. I understand tough times never last, but they're lasting currently. You understand? You don't want to hear it.
I get Tata Mudim. Tata Mudim, while they went and broke into my house. Don't even try and come and say, keep it.
Hey, guys. Hi, man.
I remember just listening to Lily, your past caller. I remember there was a time when, because now I'm very, very in tune with sensitivity. I'm not saying I'm 100% obviously, but I am in tune with sensitivity. So, and I really was like, I'm so sorry for your loss, you know, and I gave them a hug. And then I took that moment to say nothing else because I had nothing else to say, nothing that would seem. This person just said to me, how, you're not even going to ask what happened. I'm like, he didn't offer it. And now that was the thing. They didn't offer it. Hence, I didn't know how to ask. And I didn't want to know anyway. Don't want that person to be telling me exactly what. But they didn't offer it. So Lily was like, they asked. And then she was like telling off. I'm like, this is the reason why I don't ask. I never ask. I never say anything. Just, I'm so sorry. And then just being silent.
Yes. Can we not make you president? Hey? 2020, that year we're voting. Please, man. Please.
Oh, yes. What's our Kuluma? I mean, I'm trying to, if I'm going to bang a fund, I have to Kuluma. Yo, Mina. As we speak, I'm going out the most. It's cancer related. Yama joints. So now I'm not walking. Umuntu uzokuzakuwe actually ukuthi yo mara umncane kangaka. You have to go through this. Oh mara futhi uba uzihambela. So hamba nge wheelchair. Hey, thandaza plus wena uNkulunkulu uyamazi umntana kaNkulunkulu. Omunye athi bekungcono kube owenze i-accident bozothola imali erafu. Bayakwazi ukhethana yathi bayakwazi ukukhuluma shem ukududuza but baduduze umuntu athi uyaduduza but aduduze ngendlela e-wrong. But anyway.
Hi, kunzima. Edzan, how are you?
I'm good, Indy. How are you?
I'm good. You're my last and final caller today. You need to lay the word and stamp it, okay?
Hey, when they say, you know what, it in God's time, it will happen. Lapoga to Lindile, and you know what, you're like, hey, if you're not going to hook me up, you know, when you've been single for so long and when the first things are, oh, you haven't met somebody. Oh, I'll hang out to the moon.
Abanga.
And I said, you know what, in God's time, you're like, guys.
You know what, Edzani, the worst is, it will happen when you're least expecting. Sissy, I'm always expecting because I'm single. My eyes are always open.
Yeah, Ujonga everywhere.
Come on. Please. First of all, I have not been on a date with your cousin, your brother, your uncle,
got a hot cousin.
Your father. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Before then, oh no, please. Edzani, can I promote you into the Singles Association club? You understand?
Yes.
I now stand as a long-standing member of the club. Chairperson. I'm looking for a treasurer.
I am there.
Okay.
I'm there. Very much there.
Very good.
All right.
Nivile ke but nana. Single people, see again. See again. You understand? See again. When you motivate us with a number. Ewa for the date I'm about to go on. You understand?
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.